It's Alphabet Soup on the Anfield Wrap, and I am your first-time host, Dan Morgan. So please, please, please go easy on me. And believe me, I'm talking to the people in the room more than anyone else.
Or well, one in particular. How are you, Paul?
Hi, hon. Welcome.
Thankfully, today we're doing the letter N and not V for vegan. So if you've not listened to Alphabet Soup before, the concept is we pick a letter of the alphabet and then we discuss all things relatable to the city of Liverpool, beginning with that letter. And with me today, I have the esteemed trio of Neil Atkinson, Paul Senior and John Gibbons. And we will start, Paul, on Phil Neil. What do you think of Mr. Phil Neil?
Do you know what? He's not one that I know loads about, if I'm honest with you. And I should know more, if I'm honest, because someone was talking about him in the week. I'm trying to think who it was. Was it Souness on Monday Night Footy? I was just saying, like, people don't talk about him enough and the amount he's won. You know, as a player, what's he won? Seven leagues or something like that?
I think it's until Giggs, he's English football's... Until Giggs,
most decorated footballer.
Most decorated footballer. Until Giggs, I think, got one of the last titles.
I honestly think outside of Liverpool Football Club, if you mention Phil Neil to a modern generation of football fans, most wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah, he's gone quite under the radar in terms of just the after circuit of that.
But he's not in the press, is he?
No,
he had a little go at management. Was he Bolton manager for a bit?
Yeah.
Did Northampton also, or did we sign him from Northampton?
Signed from Northampton. Yeah, I think he did something at Bolton for a bit.
Yeah. Was he Man City manager?
He was assistant to Graham Taylor, which is where people might know him from, because he's in that documentary.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, as I said, he's not one I'm particularly clued up on. But if he is or around one of the top most decorated players in English football, then you've got to give him sort of the respect he deserves.
Neil, he's got amongst other things, he's got a reputation for penalties and penalty taking.
Yeah.
And it's often a skill that is cast aside, but, you know, your best players down the years, in many ways, your cornerstones of football teams had those players who were able to step up when it mattered, and he, in many ways, could reflect his character.